This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to Lady. Please welcome your hosts, Brandi Posey and Barbara Gray.
There's the theme song. Hey!
Oh, wait, let's look at this. There's the song.
You say hi to everybody. Yes, thank you for coming.
Yeah,
we got a wireless mic.
Yeah!
I can shake literally everybody's hand in the room. Yes.
Yeah!
Yes,
this is going to be exciting for the podcast part of this.
Oh, shit. The song's over and we're not on stage yet. Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
Okay.
Does this mean we failed Podcast Fest? Podfest?
What are we doing?
Happy Podfest 2017! We got added to this 48 hours ago.
Yeah, so we don't know. So thank you so much for being here, because we literally did not think there would be any human beings in here besides us talking to ourselves, which is normally what it is, I guess. So
that's
fine.
It's nice.
Who knows the show, Lady to Lady? Who's listened to it before? Okay, cool.
Ooh.
So I think most of you guys, I'm just going to say all 1,000 of you have listened to Lady before, and you know exactly what the show is.
The stadium isn't mic'd. That's... That's what's going on. That's why you only hear a few laughs.
Yeah, yeah. But there's generally three of us, but Tess is in Northern California doing a festival right now. So just being high, basically.
Yeah, it's a festival in Humboldt, California.
And I'm like, she's not going to skip that for this, you know? Like, come on.
She was literally driving there and we got the text about this and she was like, guys? And we're like, we'll do it. It's fine. Don't worry, we've got it handled.
Yeah. But we do have a wonderful guest in. We thought the next best thing for Tess.
It's a special guest Tess.
It's a guest.
Special guest
Tess.
Tess.
Host Tess. He has a great show at the Virgil every Thursday called Big Money, and he runs the podcast,
Competitive erotic
fan fiction. My brain just stopped working. Please welcome Brian Cook, everyone.
Brian Cook.
Yeah, look at this. Doesn't it feel good?
Unless you want to stand for a while.
Yeah, Brian's our third lady today.
Guys, I made it. I'm Tess Barker's understudy.
Yes.
For those that haven't seen Tess before,
very similar. Statuesque.
Runs lots of marathons as well.
Yep.
You guys both love Taylor Swift, though.
Is that true?
I think Tess likes Taylor.
You like Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Tess likes all things pop, so.
Yeah.
Shit. Well, now I wish she was here instead of one of you so we could talk about Taylor Swift.
I like Taylor. I'm a fan.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I'm Switzerland on Taylor.
All right.
I won't fight her.
On most pop stuff, right?
On most pop stuff. I get it. I understand its place in the world. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to it sometimes. I haven't done my research.
Okay.
You know?
You'd prefer, though, that there were more like dudes in checkered jackets.
He says this as if we didn't just go to a specials concert in San Diego 2 months ago. He was like, fuck yes, and sent me like checkered flag emojis too.
All true. All 100% true.
Okay, Mighty Mighty Boston.
So did they make those checkered flag emojis for drag racers or for ska fans?
There's more crossover than you'd think.
That's a real Venn diagram.
All skanking across the finish line. All right. Whatever. So thank you for being on the show.
Absolutely.
You're doing competitive erotic fan fiction later today.
Yes, 4 right? o'clock in a different room.
And it's somewhere other than here, but you guys can go find it. We've both done the show before. What did you do on the show?
I've done Bananas and Pajamas.
So competitive erotic fan fiction is, if you can't tell, you write fan fiction about something.
Yeah, you just make things fuck each other.
Yeah, you make things fuck each other that normally you wouldn't think about fucking each other.
And I also, or that you only think about fucking each other.
Yeah. And you finally get to share your fetish with the world, which is very nice of you. Yeah. It's very...
Really doing God's work.
Yeah. Where very did welcoming.
You, you're very good at it, because you write a new one every month, right?
Well, I haven't been... Yes, I did the show for 5 years, and then it's been like a 2 or 3 month hiatus, and this is the first one back for a while. So it's I got so fucking sick of writing one every month. Short answer, but yeah.
Do you have like a shorthand for like what's like the three quick rules on how to write good fan fiction?
Oh, I mean, with a live audience, they get bored with too many characters.
Yeah, keep it short.
They get too. They're like, I can't picture the entire cast of Star Trek fucking each other. I need to.
Yep.
It's too big of an ensemble for this fuck fest.
Everyone's just waiting for Worf. So.
Oh yeah.
You gotta get to the give the people what they want.
Take my Worf, please. Right? Okay. That's a line from an episode of Star Trek.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, the one where another character did stand up for the first time in the holodeck. I hate Star Trek. I don't know why I'm talking about this. I just turned off the entire podcast.
I was like, that's true. That's exactly what happened. Joe Piscopo taught Data how to do comedy. Okay, all right. Anyway.
Oh, I hate that I just nailed that.
You nailed it real hard.
I was like, I didn't know you were a TNG guy. Holy shit.
No.
You know what I mean?
I did Mrs. Doubtfire when I did competitive erotic fan fiction.
Yeah?
And I made... Oh, it was awful. Oh, no. Never mind. I don't want to talk about what happened. No, Pierce Brosnan ends up fucking Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he still doesn't know it's Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes.
Like,
a real drive-by fruiting situation.
Yeah, exactly. Literally, yes. It's a fun show, though. It's a good time.
I remember I had like the Bananas and Pajamas had like, it was like their last show and they were like fucking in the soundstage and it was like a forbidden love because both of their parents were Banana Republicans.
Oh my God.
I was very proud of myself.
I'm sure that pun brought the house down.
It's not forbidden love because aren't they like brother and sister or something? Didn't they come from the same bunch? I don't know.
I mean, probably. I feel like all bananas are related somehow, right? Or created by science.
You're a banana truther.
Are bananas real anymore?
No, I think they're totally fake, yeah.
Is anything real anymore?
No. It's all part of the sim.
Is anything real?
There's just a glitch in the background. This audience isn't even real.
Well, Brandy and I have both been on the road a bit here and there. So
got
we've
any
got
road
some,
tales?
Got some tales from the road.
Barbara, just out of nowhere... Tess, Barbara, and I, we're going to get Tess out of there. We'll get you on the chain for the next week or so.
Yeah.
And we have a text chain, and Barbara out of nowhere is just like, I got a ticket to London. I'm leaving tomorrow? Yeah.
Tonight. I left the same day.
Yeah. She was like, somebody gave me a ticket to London for a week.
And yeah.
I
was like,
it was Colin
Firth. I was basically being an emotional hooker, kind of, and this guy, like, his ex-girlfriend couldn't go the last second, and I was like, sure?
Wait. Can we stop there? His ex-girlfriend bailed at the last second?
I don't want to get into details, but yes.
Oh, I think we'd like to hear a couple.
This is like the most Barbara shit that's ever happened.
This is very me, yeah. I don't want to talk about it because of certain reasons. But I ended up... I was just talking to him. I was like, oh, come to this party I'm having tonight. And he was like, oh, I can't. I'm going here. I actually have an extra ticket. And I was like, yeah, I'll go.
So you also had to cancel
a party. So I had to cancel a party.
At her house.
At my house. And I was so scared no one was going to show up to that party. So it was the best excuse ever. So I was like, I'm leaving the country. No one's going to show. I'm missing my lame party to go to London. So I went there for a week. It was really fun. We ended up hanging out with Michael Sheen, the actor.
Okay.
You guys know who that is. Uh-huh. He's in Masters of Sex and stuff. And... We went to meet him at this very, very fancy bar, and we walk in, and we look like shit. Everyone who dresses incredibly there. They all are wearing, like, fitted suits. And, like, the same guys with, like, faces that would have cargo shorts usually had, like, nice pants. It was very confusing.
They're just wearing pork pie hats with a bunch of newspapers under their arm, covered in soot, but, like,
that's
a nice soot.
Right. Like, a fancy...
Corsets.
Right, $50 suit. Yeah, it was a...
Parasols.
It was confusing as hell. So we look like garbage because we're Americans who don't respect anything. And we walk into this bar and they're like, they immediately are like, who the fuck are you? You know? Yeah. And we're just like, we're here to meet a friend. And they're like, who? And my friend's like, Michael Sheen. And they were like, no, you're not. They're like, fuck you. You're not here to see Michael Sheen. And it turns out he was next door. We were in the wrong place.
Oh, no.
And so we like thought we were going to be like, yeah, check us out. We're hanging out with this famous guy. And then it turned out that he was next door. And I'm so pissed we didn't like parade him by after we went and found him.
That was your Pretty Woman moment.
I know.
Big mistake. Big mistake. Just parading Michael Sheen around.
Yeah. And then like we went into the, you know, he was just... whatever, hanging out there and being very British. And like at the end, he was like, I'll take the check. And they're like, oh, we've taken care of it, mister. Like, everything's fine.
And he
fine.
Pronounced it with a Q, too. So you knew he was British.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was just, it was fun.
You got a sup pick on Abbey
I got a
Road.
Oh, yeah, I went to Abbey Road and I laid in the middle of the...
Was it crazy there?
Yes, there are a million people trying to take the perfect picture walking across the thing.
Ugh.
I know. I know. Why do you hate this? Why don't you like this?
Any like, wait, now we're in the picture. It fucking, that shit drives me crazy.
It was very annoying, but also really entertaining because I had no money to do anything. So I was like, well, this is just free entertainment. Is watching a bunch of stupid fucking people try to get this picture, like walking the exact way. Yeah. And there was so much traffic. So everyone was constantly almost getting hit by a car. So,
oh, all right. How many people do you think in a year just fucking eat it?
There's got to be. Like there's got to be a few.
Now I'm back. Yeah.
I would put hundreds. Because look,
the number one cause of death in England.
Probably is.
Well, they don't have guns, so yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it's like thousands of people die in national parks every year. So like...
Taking selfies at the edge of canyons.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. The last time I was at the Grand Canyon, there was this one cliff that I watched five guys walk out onto. I wish. Because it was like five like khaki short bros, and they all had their shirts off over their shoulder. And they'd be like, bro, take my picture, bro. And they'd walk out, and they would just like go like this into the canyon.
Yeah. Just, that like, is a hot fucking, Tinder photo.
They were just like, I created this looking like the Highlander poster into the into the canyon, just like, fucking suck my dick, Grand Canyon. The worst.
Fuck you, God.
Yeah, seriously.
And then they end up just fall. Like, what the fuck? They end up just keep walking?
Yeah.
Or they, like, probably are turning it around to look, and then...
Yeah,
just fall. Check this out.
That's, yeah.
How often do you just fall? Like, I don't.
Okay, you're not being very test right now.
Yeah. Fall more.
Yeah,
yeah, that is true. It doesn't happen that much.
Right? I get it if you're like climbing a mountain, but that's not that's not selfie related. But if you're just standing at the edge of like, all right, let's do it.
I mean, this is a great perfect.
Oh, right, man. Here. Come on. Take a selfie.
It's harder than you think. Turns out it's harder than you think.
Right. Brian just fell into a canyon in the Heisenbergen room.
Well, we don't know how to put it.
People die in national parks all the fucking time. Like there, I was at Yellowstone last year, and a week before we got there, a guy had walked up off of the boardwalk around one of the geysers to be like, I don't need to stand on this. I want a better picture. And he walked up to the geyser, fell through the Earth's crust, completely dissolved, and all they could give his girlfriend was his fucking cell phone. It was the only
thing. Did he get the picture?
How did the cell phone survive? It was just out on the outside.
Because that's what's going to survive us all. That's what they're going to bury instead of our bodies someday. But yeah, and then they just put a sign up that was just like, don't leave the boardwalk. And there's a cartoon picture now of a guy just like screaming on top of a thing. It's really morbid. And our guide was just like, yeah, a week before, a guy dissolved right there. And I was like, Jesus.
I mean, in every women's bathroom everywhere, I still see signs that say, don't flush your tampons. So, yes, right. I believe that there are people fucking dying in geysers constantly.
Yeah.
We can't do anything.
Yeah, I know.
We deserve it, you know?
It's true.
I have another story that's non-traveling related, a date story, but do you have anything you want to...
I was on the road for 3 weeks. It was really fun. I don't have a ton of road stories because I just like hang out with people and I just like chill and I eat some food and then I keep driving. Although it's weird because I only knew a couple people in a few of the cities, so I kind of like felt a little bit more in the wind than usual. You've been out for too long, and then you're like, oh no, am I real?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen anybody that like knows me in a couple of days.
Where were you? Where'd you go?
I flew into Chicago.
Sucks.
Oh, went to Riot Fest.
Oh shit!
Yeah, that was fucking fun. I went to Riot Fest and saw Andrew WK and Mighty Mighty Bosstones and Gwar and oh man, the hell
did you see Fishbone to Truth and Soul in its entirety?
It wasn't that night.
I don't know what's going on right now.
Welcome to Scott Talk.
Yeah. This is Scott Talk. It never happens on Lady to Lady. This is exciting.
I prefer Scott Talk, where we talk about Scott Wolf.
Glad you didn't go Bayo.
Scott T. Wolf would be a good Scott band name. That probably has happened.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You guys are correct. Most Scott band names
Silence.
Should not be laughed at. They should be shamed and told, no. But it was fun. I was staying with a friend of mine that had, in the guest room I was staying, he has a Victorian child's wheelchair.
Oh, so he's a murderer.
He was like literally eye level with me on my air mattress, and I was
Why did he have that?
I don't know.
For maiming Victorian children.
Oh my God.
I was like, this thing is haunted as fuck. Get it out of here. The cat won't come in the room.
Yeah. I'm not into like quirky goth aesthetic. It's not my jam at all.
You've always been more of a steampunk gal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know what to do to ward off what I don't like, and I'm not a witch. I'm never gonna be a witch, but like, I would like to know just enough witchiness to be like, leave me the fuck alone, you wheelchair bound Victorian child that's dead in this room, and is definitely gonna haunt me. He's in me right now. He's in me right now.
So was it a tiny, smaller wheelchair?
Yeah, it's a small wheelchair. It's made of wicker. It's horrifying. It was terrifying. It was just in the room, but I couldn't wheel it out. I just couldn't. I wanted to get rid of it so bad. I was like, "This is."
It was hot to the touch, though.
Exactly. And just like, just wheeling back and forth, just a little bit.
That's kind of nice. That's like I need white noise at night, so maybe that's like a good. It's like a box fan.
Just a baby that died of botulism 200 years ago, right. Crying in the corner.
Yeah, exactly.
Puts me right to sleep every time.
I just love the wails of a polio victim.
Now, The Wails of Polio is one of my favorite English novels.
And one of my favorite ska bands, too. Wails of a scolio victim. That's what they would do, and you're right not to laugh at it.
Yep, some of this is just for us.
Most of this. Mm-hmm. Let's admit it.
So you were on it.
Okay. I started doing this thing. I started dating in a community. This is horrible. I don't even want to talk about this.
Oh, Barbara.
I know.
You started dating a community?
So I started looking around in the kink community, which I hate so much that it has to be. It's like, just because I want to have certain kind of sex, you have to like have barbecues with people or some shit. I don't fucking know. It's really, really annoying. But I kind of went outside of my zone of like who I would normally be like, oh, I'm attracted to you. Because I was like, all right, let's check this out. Let's maybe meet with somebody who you might not normally meet with. Bad idea. Oh, my God. This guy, so we had like a miscommunication and I showed up earlier than him to the date because he thought I was like, I said, I'm coming at, I was like, oh, I'm going to be there 10 after 8. He thought I was coming at 10 and he was like, okay, which I was like, wouldn't you think, why would you be okay with that? I'm just coming 2 hours late. That's so weird. Anyway, so I show up there and I'm like already uncomfortable because I'm just like, oh, this is awkward. And he shows up and immediately I never want to fuck him or see him naked at all. And that's whatever. But not only but he's so aggressive and he's already drunk.
Ooh.
And I was just like,
what if you showed up 2 hours later?
I know.
Jesus.
What the fuck? God. And he was like drunk and in my face. And I was just like, whoa, okay. Like this is not good. So I was really annoyed with him. And then he tells me that he came to the date from a memorial for a woman who was murdered in Las Vegas. His friend who was killed in Las Vegas, he left that early to come to the date.
That's a lot of pressure.
I was like, What? Reschedule.
Yeah.
Reschedule the date. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
So my mind was completely blown. I was just like, how am I supposed to hang out with you as a human being when you just told me that you like, you want to get your dick wet so bad that you're like, Shannon, cheers. And then like you fucking took off.
Yeah.
Like she would have wanted me to come, you know, harass you publicly.
Yeah, her last words were.
It's so fucked up. So I was just like, I can't. That's what I was dealing with.
Jesus.
And then I couldn't get out of it because, like, I don't know how to get out of those situations. They're so, it's really confusing because you want to just leave, but you, like, feel stuck. And, yeah, it was
a
nightmare.
You to just tell him, go back to the, actually, don't go back to the way because you're probably a piece of shit and the other friends don't want to see you either.
Yeah, yeah. They probably are like, thank God.
Oh, God. Get out of here.
It was so bad. It was just
Jesus.
Why would you do that? Why would you think you should tell me that?
No, yeah, also, like, don't tell you. Like, that's not first date information at all.
I mean, it's a conversation starter.
Yeah, exactly. How do you feel about guns? Or how do you feel about, like, drinking at a wake and then leaving it early to come here? Like, a real piece of shit. Oh, his poor Lyft driver.
I mean...
Can you just imagine the Lyft
driver?
Those
are the real victims.
Truly.
His poor everything. I feel bad for everyone involved in his life. And he didn't want me to know his last name, so he kept, like, whispering it to the bartender.
What? What are you saying?
So this sociopath who came straight from the funeral of a victim of a national tragedy was more scared of you than you were of him.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
God damn.
Yeah, so it was like not a good exposure to this world. I was just like, fuck all of you.
Right.
Yeah, that's an intense first.
Now, is there like, is there an app for kink dating or is this still Craigslist?
There's everything. Yeah, there's an app.
A website,
there's like this thing called FetLife that people can go on, but that seems really intense because everyone's like, I've been doing this for 50 years, and you're just like, no. I put up an ad somewhere, and I had a lot of guys in leather vests send me pictures that were like, you found him.
Oh no!
It's bad.
Like you can't be like, be aware of your level of corniness.
Yeah, like, no, they do not have any.
Like I'm not going to
kink
shame, but I'm going to corny shame.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, this one guy said this made me laugh so hard. This guy, one guy sent a picture of him, like you can see his face, but he's like standing in front of a door, and it's supposed to be like I'm like dominant, but on the door behind him are a bunch of craft ribbons.
Wait, hold on.
Cool dungeon, bro.
Wait, I want to know, are these ribbons that he has crafted or ribbons that he has received because of crafts that he entered into contests?
No. These are spooled ribbons for crafting on colors, multiple styles, on the back of a door, which are obviously like snip, wrap, gift wrap ribbons.
Oh, I thought these were like...
No.
First place.
Yeah. Looking first place for my
picture. I feel like those are on the other... Yeah, those are on the other wall. If you pivot, those are on the other wall. But he was
softball trophies were sad.
These are my pony ribbons. I want all of them. They're for my leather horse.
No, he was like, I make my own toys. And I'm like, I guess this could be your craft room. I mean, the thing I was thinking was like, this picture was either taken in your wife's room or your grandma's room. And either way, you're lying to me about something. So
his wife's just like making quilts upstairs with like headphones on, just like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's an interesting little toe dip into...
Here's
whatever
what
the fuck this is.
Bums me out about like the kink community, which is if you need to tie your nuts up to fuck, do whatever you need. I don't care.
Right.
Life is short. Do what you gotta do.
Yes.
What bums me out is that, and you're gonna get letters to this probably. somewhere there's a room that looks just like this where they're having like a convention.
I know.
And that's the lead. You guys wanna fuck at Podfest? Of course you don't. There's nothing sexy about this high school prom ass room.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah, somewhere that looks exactly like this where we're sitting is like, just like a stable of people. Yeah.
Literally a stable.
Yeah.
Just like lots of like garter tosses happening. You just can't get horny in a room where garter tosses happens.
I know, it's a weird
worst shit in
it
the
is
world.
A weird thing because a lot of it seems like, and I'm new to it, so it's confusing, but it's like a lot of it is like, you know, yeah, like meetups and blah blah blah. And like I said, I'm like, I don't really wanna do that.
Well, you're also fucking busy.
Yeah, I don't have time. You know? I guess that's I don't really have time.
Now
for
you
that.
Have to choose like, do I want to go to an open mic, which is like masochistic in its own way?
Right. Right. That is like, yeah, that's basically just whipping myself. Yeah. Going to the, I don't know.
It's, plus, with Amazon Prime, you just order 5 riding crops. You return the 4 you don't want.
Yes.
You don't need to go to a fucking hotel at noon.
Yeah, it's we'll see. Yeah. But that's that. I couldn't believe that guy. I was like, you were setting a bad example for the community, sir.
Seriously. You just need to start being like the whistleblower. Be the one that just joined up and you're like, I'm going to set everybody straight. Ugh. Get it right.
Yeah. I don't know. No, I'm good.
Did he like drop it in a way that was like, so this is where I came from? Or
I think once he realized that I didn't want him immediately on my ass, he was like, oh, I guess I better talk to her like a human. And then he was like, I'll talk about what I did today.
Oh. Oh, I didn't know if he was trying to use it as a way to get like pity fucked or something.
No, I don't know what he was doing, but it was all the wrong thing.
Boo.
Yeah.
I'm going to send him a Victorian child's wheelchair.
Please.
Yeah. Use this on your boner. I don't know.
There's people that are into that for sure.
Just like run it over and over and over and over again. There's somebody. It's a very expensive habit. Just like that's
why
it's
gotta be wicker.
You know, it's gonna be a wicker child's wheelchair.
Oh yeah, that's out there.
Yeah, and just beat me with some old like polio braces.
Again, someone's listening and they're mad right now because that is their thing.
I'm sorry. If that's what you want, it's great.
If that's your thing, you're a unique butterfly, and I appreciate
you. And fly the fuck away. You're creeping us out.
It's like, because I don't want to kink shame anybody or anything, but then like half the responses you get, you're like, oh, you're creepy as fuck. So yeah. They just are, you know.
I mean, regular people are creepy as fuck.
Yeah, exactly. It's all the approach. Sure. That's the thing. It's all the approach. It's it's a way, if you talk to me like I'm a human being, then obviously I won't want to talk to you. But.
Well, if you like define yourself by like that one thing, even just like
regular guys.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God, I hate scooter guys.
I hate a scooter guy.
You know what you're talking about, guys.
You're talking about Vespa guys?
Yeah.
When that's the whole thing.
It's still boring.
Yeah. Oh, God. Even Razor scooter guys also make
me
mad.
Wait, I'm sorry. You said even, as if like, you know, clearly we all love Razor scooters, but you can't go to meetups.
All of the scooters in any kind, motorized, non-motorized, helmet, no helmet, anti. I used to work in an office that... tried to be a cool office real bad, and they had.
They all try to do that?
They had like 4 Razor scooters that you could ride to the bathroom.
Those are all hoverboards now, I promise you.
No, for sure.
Every also, cool who wants office. To ride that to the bathroom? Like, yeah, put it next to the shit scooter. There's everyone's like poop particles all over these scooters.
Wash your hands before you ride the scooter back.
Also, the same cool office that has Razor scooters has glazed cement floors, which should be a fatal combination.
Yep. For sure. People definitely... You got to get that workers' comp. Just kidding. I was on contract. They wouldn't have paid me anything.
Ah, gig life.
Gig life.
The worst knuckle tattoos.
Yeah, truly. You have one blank knuckle.
It's for the exclamation point.
Yeah, exactly. Gig L Ife exclamation point. Yeah.
I like that because it'd be like giggle. Yeah. Sort of on one hand.
Oh, man.
We said we were completely unprepared for this, so we were going to play a fuck, marry, kill, but we don't have anything to do it with. So does anybody?
You guys, we need
this is so unprofessional.
Three things. I need three.
We're just
going to
do should we do inanimate object? Something you would not normally think of for fucking, I guess.
Yeah, because we didn't want to do anything that was like
child's Victorian wheelchair.
Yes.
Razor scooter.
Oh, these are good.
Yeah,
actually.
These are good.
A dude in cargo shorts.
How about cargo shorts themselves? I think we might have done that before.
Yeah, the concept of cargo shorts.
Okay, I like this. Cargo shorts, Razor scooter, Victorian wheelchair. I'm killing the Victorian wheelchair, obviously. It's already dead. I guess I'm just going to kill it again.
Probably
whatever's in it. Whatever spirit's in it.
I can't wait to hear what you're marrying.
I didn't think about that. I just thought about killing the...
What do you want your dad to walk you down the aisle to? A Razor scooter? wore a pair of cargo shorts.
I wanted my dad doing that, pushing himself on the Razor scooter next to me.
Want to use Razor scooters at a wedding to go down the aisle?
Oh, it's definitely happened.
It for sure has happened.
I think it would be kind of cool to do the hoverboard down the aisle, because if your dress is long enough, you couldn't see it. You'd just be floating.
Kill the witch! That's the worst way to die. Beaten to death by your own bridal party.
It would be amazing.
That would be great, too, because then the dad would have to use one, and dads suck at technology, so he would just be, like, stuck in the back, like, in the corner.
No.
Yeah. He's picture a pair of cargo shorts asking your dad to marry you.
He's like, in this... God, I can't find the ring in these pockets.
Mr. Gray, I think your daughter's fucking super tight, bro. That's also kind of the hoverboard.
Yeah.
They're same voice.
Both. Yeah, they're pretty close to each other.
Marry those cargo shorts. That's a good provider.
Yeah.
That dude, he gets up, he goes to work every goddamn day, he barbecues on the weekend, he takes care of your ugly fucking kids.
Truly.
Full of surprises. You never know what's going to be in one.
And would you...
Yeah. Oh, I will say that this isn't that exciting, but...
It's cigarettes. It's always cigarettes.
I went on the plane to London, I was like, already on the plane, and I looked in my jacket. It was like an old, you know, winter jacket, and I had a huge thing of weed with me.
Oh, jeez.
No fucking clue it was in there. I don't even smoke. I don't even know why it was in there, where it was from, and I was just like... Well, glad I didn't just get stopped by the fucking TSA.
They don't do anymore. They don't do.
Do they not care? Do they just throw it away?
So. Not for weed.
I don't know.
But it was international, though.
It was an international flight. And then I got stopped. I got random checked on the way back. And I was like, thank fucking God this did not happen to me on the way out there.
Thank God I smoked all
But that's
that
what I'm saying.
Shit.
Cargo shorts. I feel like you could find surprises. They'd always be like, here's $20 I forgot about. Here's
There's cocaine and rubbers in my pocket. That's like what they call the rubbers. They think they're worldly. That's...
That think they're worldly.
Yeah. I could see like a bro just being like, fucking rubbers, bro. Right? It's like.
Because they call it rubbers elsewhere? Yeah. Is that what
you're... I don't know.
Elsewhere?
Yeah. Just kidding. Bros like only bareback because they're assholes.
Yeah. They can't feel anything.
Yeah. I definitely kill the wheelchair too, I think. Although, if you kill it, does it then come back to haunt you? So don't you want to... And also, Victorian child's wheelchair... Well, it's a child. Never mind. I feel like a Victorian wheelchair just implies, like, from money.
Mm. Right.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, and like, rich ghosts are the worst. Yeah. They're such brats.
Sure. God, it's 1% ghosts. God. Assholes.
Died in a sanitarium instead of in the streets, like a bomber.
How are you going to die in a bed? Oh, God. No. What a fancy ghost.
Well, we'll never fight over an inanimate object because I'm fucking that wheelchair. I'll get my dick haunted. Definitely.
Can you imagine if your dick was haunted? It's like, oh man, it's just funny. Your balls are terrified.
It's
just like, oh God, why? What happened?
Oh yeah, the poor balls. I didn't think about them.
Never feel bad for balls.
Well, we did it. Oh, wait, we so we're fucking the razor? Or wait, are you marrying the cargo shorts or the razor scooter?
I think I'd probably marry the razor scooter because I will.
He's just going to break your heart.
No, because you can just ride him everywhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. That's a joke that doesn't work. No, I feel like he'd be a good mode of transportation. You could, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I got nothing on. I'm married. I'm fucking him, I guess. He seems like the kind of loser I would fuck, so it's fine.
Yeah.
The cargo shorts and him were, like, neck and neck. But, yes, again, the cargo shorts seemed like they would maybe be a little bit better for a long-term provider.
I just want to, like, throw cargo shorts off of a cliff. And just watch them slowly settle. Like, I want to be...
No!
Yeah, they just go, bro! All the way down.
And then all the money in the pockets floats... All the money floats up, and then you grab it. Like one of those machines where there's a hurricane money thing.
All the uncompleted Subway Club cards fly out of the
I will finish them.
Man, they don't still have those, did they? They got rid of them, right?
It's an app now, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, Subway's definitely gone app.
Damn.
It's the future, bro. Get on board.
Back in my day. Back in my day, I never finished one of those Subway Club cards.
I got like 3 Poke cards by my house that have like 4 stamps on them, and I gotta combine them, but I never will.
Yeah, someday it'll happen. A hard life, guys.
You gotta get a free Poke Bowl. That shit's expensive. Anybody have a lady problem or want to call up and be cool?
We do an advice thing where we give advice. It can be any kind of problem at all. It doesn't have to be lady related.
Yeah, we've solved men problems before.
Yeah, or any life related.
Yeah.
We obviously know what we're doing in our lives, so we feel plenty.
Hey, we got down here at noon.
That is true. That's a feat.
We were here on time. It was confusing to get here.
Very.
Yeah, it's a labyrinth out there. They're shooting some kind of crazy movie downtown.
It's an episode of Castle. It's always Castle. It's always Castle. I never seen
that show still on?
I don't know.
Are moms still horny?
Judging from the fetish community, yes.
A lot of moms on FetLife?
I don't know. I'm just guessing. But
FetLife is also an interesting knuckle tip, too. I don't know what that is.
You do Feta Life, like Feta Cheese.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Feta Life is fun. That's
the worst diet pill.
Can you imagine that blind date mix them up? You know what I mean? Just like, I thought we were going to talk about cheese. Pulls out a fucking horse's bridle.
Cheese convention, fetish, they all love goats. You know what's the difference? We get letters.
I made friends with a porn star. This was weird.
Living your best life lately.
I am. I'm, you know, whatever. I just, this could only happen in 2017. I saw a video that had pornography in it. I apologize.
A video that had pornography in it. So it was a video of two people watching pornography.
I didn't mean to watch it, and then suddenly it had it in there.
Yeah, it's like one of those like Twitch videos where like you don't watch the porn, you watch somebody watching the porn.
Right.
But they beat it every time. Come on, yeah. Twitch.
Yay!
Come on. Video games, jerking off, that was a... All right.
No, I watched it, and I was like... This guy's very interesting. I like his style. So I like found him on Twitter. I'm very creepy. Let me just say, I'm really creepy.
And for sure.
I am really. I need to probably not be so creepy because I'm starting to be like I'm too aggressive. I think
you're just like a dude.
I am a dude.
You're.
But the thing is, like,
dude.
I'm a chick, so I don't. But I don't want to be a dude. Like, I don't want to. You know what I mean? Oh, there's all these guys who are fucking creeps all the time, and I don't want to be like that. So like, okay, you need to start tempering this because it's not good. I called a guy a minx the other day. That's a creepy.
What?
Wow. That's.
What are you talking about?
Like, I literally DM'd this guy, and I was like, you're a minx. I was like, what's happening to me?
Barbara.
I'm really starting to be too creepy. So anyway, I DM'd this porn star, I followed him on Twitter.
There's so many facts coming at me.
I know. I followed him on Twitter, and then he followed me back. And I was like, oh, I shouldn't DM him. And then I did. And I didn't say anything. I just was like, hey, I talked to him about comedy, basically. And then he sent me his phone number. This all happened within 2 hours of seeing this video. And I was like, oh, this is too much. And then, of course, I creeped on him. And I saw the edit, a girlfriend on Instagram. And that's my whole story, basically.
That's part one of the story. We are all going to be tuning in to hear more about.
But I need to cool it. I'm done. It's too much.
Well, yeah, we can't be calling porn stars minxes.
I just I'm being too much of a dude about it. You know what I mean? I gotta I don't want to. I don't want to
tell her. How
I don't want
to
creep someone out.
What'd you say?
Can you tell her how to cool it a little bit?
Now, Barbara,
you're a non-creepy dude.
Yeah. How do I be not a creep?
Just first of all, wear fewer cargo shorts.
Got it. I have a whole outfit made of cargo shorts right now, so I should have. I don't know. I'll figure it out. But I definitely am this is too much.
That feels over the line.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Do you put an arm up next to a guy when you meet him on a wall? Just hey. Is that
She goes, leg, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know. No, she actually does. That's Barbara's move.
Yeah. Hand on the leg is my move.
Yeah, yeah. Barbara invented that. She puts her hand on your leg. That's when you know it's time.
Right. Not like they weren't. It's not like we weren't talking before or something. I don't just like come up to a stranger and I'm like, "You're mine now."
Like the coach on the bench, you're in, champ.
Yeah. Tag in. I'll figure it out. It's fine. Well, you just, you know, you see, like, obviously there's so many guys, like, who are getting exposed for the true fucking horrible creeps that they are.
Yeah.
And so, like, as a woman, I'm like, it's different because I'm not as, you know, threatening, perhaps, physically, whatever.
Sure.
But it still feels like I'm coming from the same. It's like, still, like, probably overstepping my bounds and I need to, like, watch myself and not assume things of other people.
For sure. That's, like, the definition of equality is us not being as creepy as they are.
Yeah. So if I've ever creeped any of you out, I'm really sorry. And
let's go around the room.
And this is my letter from Harvey Weinstein where I quote Jay-Z and then I say I'm going to fuck up the NRA at the end, which was...
I'm sorry, did Weinstein quote Jay-Z?
Yes. Oh, in his letter about like how he's like, I'm sorry, I've been sexually harassing women for 30 years and
like,
I got found out.
Ladies as pimps too.
Yeah, he said he had some Jay-Z. I don't know what the fuck the quote was, but he quoted Jay-Z, and then at the end he was like, and now I'm going to focus all of my efforts on disarming the NRA, basically.
Fuck you.
It was a weird...
Fuck you. Like,
weird
he's the
misdirect.
Reason, yeah, like, he's the fucking reason that nobody takes, like, this liberals, Hollywood liberals serious. It's like, we're all, you know, God, fuck him. I hate him. I want to punch him in the dick. I want him to corner me so I can punch him in his fucking dick like his dick's a Nazi. That's all I want to do.
Did you say you want him to court you?
Corner me.
Oh.
Court me. Bring me some flowers. And
fucking
punch you in the dick.
See what happens.
Minxes be courting.
Yeah. I'm in the goddamn wind. See what happens. Oh, my God. The last couple of days have just been so insane because I just keep reading my phone and my head is just like, and then I'm like walking around reading my phone and then I look up and I'm like, oh yes, I will take a donut. Thank you. It just goes from like screaming to silence to screaming to silence to screaming to silence.
I know. 2017 in America.
All
baby.
Of our heroes, guys. Harvey Weinstein, Harry Knowles. I assume they're all scumbags, so I'm never heartbroken.
Yeah, no,
for
sure.
No, it's not heartbreak. It's not, I assume too, but it's more just like the attempted apology is like,
Like the thing that upsets me, I mean, not the most, but like a thing that upsets me is thinking about how many women's projects haven't happened because these motherfuckers are in power.
Right.
And because they only see you as a sex object, and like, not to get fucking real at our comedy podcast, but it's like, you know, it's infuriating like to see the way that the system is built and the motherfuckers that are in power and to see how long it takes them to get called out. And there's generations of women that haven't gotten to make shit because of all of this.
Because, yeah, they went to his hotel thinking they were going to talk to him about a project and then got to see his fucking hairy dick. And it's like, this is not what I asked for.
No, it's just hard to be seen as a fucking peer in this industry sometimes. Where it's like there's a thing where it's like you meet a lot of like older male comics and stuff and they're great, but like, you know, they get this look in their eyes, they're just like fucking terrified of you that you're trying to fuck them, or they don't take you seriously. It's one or the other with so many of them. Not to get real at a festival.
That's why I'm taking it back and I'm the creep now.
Yes.
Never mind, I'm creeping.
Yeah.
You're all minxes, bitch.
I can't wait for your apology letter 20 years
from now. Oh, yeah. It's going to be hardcore.
Because it will mean that you're in a position of power, and that
exactly.
will be equality.
I'm going to quote Britney, and
God.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you just imagine?
Oops, I think I did it again. That's what.
Can you just imagine if it came out that Meryl Streep was just like, hello.
Oh, my God.
Decades of men.
Get a role in a movie, you got to watch her get sponge bathed by a nurse.
Exactly. Read the script to me. Do the voices. That's not how I would do it. She gives you notes while she's also... But you come out a better actor.
At the end of the day, she's still giving back.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
Let's read the one that we got.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody...
If you have lady problems, send them to ladytolady@maximumfun.org. Oh, that's a text from Brian from earlier. We don't need to read that. Okay, wedding drama. Hey, ladies, long-time listener, first-time problem. So one of my friends from high school is getting married. I've known the groom for 15-plus years. He's traveled overseas with us. We went to high school together, etc. My boyfriend is one of the groomsmen, as well as my best friend's boyfriend. Naturally, my friend and I assumed we were invited to the wedding, as etiquette usually entitles a plus one. As it turns out, only one girlfriend of the groomsmen is invited, leaving the rest of us out. There's five groomsmen in total. Our boyfriends have since spoken to the groom, and they have suggested we can come if we pay our own way, i.e. we pay however much it costs a guest per head. Yeah. Yeah. We were not impressed.
Fuck off.
Yeah. We were not impressed with this idea as it makes us look super desperate. So what should we do? Attend the wedding and feel like second-class citizens? Or leave our partners to go on their own and have a pretty average time without us? Then what do we do the next time we hang? Here's some additional details. The bride is not very friendly. She never speaks to us in a group setting. Even when we have tried, she's very shy, but also just not a very nice person. The one girlfriend that is invited has become buddies with the bride. We are all around 25 years old. The bride's parents are paying for the wedding. Much love. Thanks for your help.
First of all, I love that she provided so many details that somebody would be like, wait, that's definitely me. She is talking about me for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Her name is... little brother is 13.
Yeah, the bride, her name is Tabitha. Fuck down.
Fuck that wedding.
Yeah, no, fuck that wedding, for sure. I hope they don't spend a lot of money on the bachelor party. Mm-hmm.
Part of me is like, no, pay and go and have a blast, and they can fuck themselves and be pissed you're there.
Have you ever had a blast at a wedding?
Yes.
All right.
Are you not a wedding? You're not a wedding fan, right?
No.
Oh, okay, noted.
Not big.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, drinking and dancing and I don't know.
You can do that here if you want.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I guess I don't need that environment for it.
I mean, I think...
But you get to watch people's relatives get too drunk and, like, do stupid shit.
It is fun to, like, watch people do speeches that are not used to, like, speaking in public.
Oh, no.
You don't
no,
like
no,
that?
No, no. Oh, God, I can't fucking do it. I cannot do it. Take a class, folks. Ask a funny friend to write it for you. There's a service online. I have friends that write for it. That's real. You can have someone ghostwrite. Joanne Schinderly does it. Shout out to Joanne Schinderly. She ghostwrites wedding speeches.
I knew
for
that, actually.
That makes sense. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, absolutely. You don't have to fucking die alone up there.
I remember like... the wedding we were at with our friend was getting married, a Japanese girl to a guy from Texas.
Oh, my God.
And his dad got up, and everybody you could tell was like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, here we go. And he was like, well, there's a large contingency of Asians here. And we're like,
In his defense, it's like a pack of wolves.
Yes. Like,
contingency of Asians. That is the proper terminology. Yeah.
It was so funny because, like, the three people that had given speeches before were just, like, they run, like, a disoriented comedy. They won really great shows here in Los Angeles, and they're all just, like, queer people of color, and it just was insane to have these, like, amazing speeches, and the dad was just like, oh, well, a cowboy hat and everything.
Yeah, and everyone in the room was just like, please let this be over.
And they were like, it's been fun getting to know her through her Instagram videos.
Oh, Dad, sit down. Sit the fuck down, Dad.
It was a room full of people just trying not to have a panic attack and just watching a man land a plane that he didn't know how to fly.
Now, was there a pretty big hateful of Texans in the room as well?
There was a chunk of them. They were pretty good, though, because, like, there's a power...
A chunk is actually a better term.
Chunk of Texans.
Chunk of Texans.
A chunk of Texans. There was a... They were okay, because they kind of, like, stuck to their side, but everybody else was like, we're going to have fun. Come have fun with us.
Right.
And that's how change happens. Because they're like, hey, look at us being people. You like dancing to this stuff, too. Come on. We'll share some moves, see twerking happen in person.
Instead of just on the Instagram videos you've been framing on.
Yeah, exactly. There's all these Texans just being like, holy shit, this is what dancing looks like. Damn. It was pretty funny.
I'm also going to say about this lady's dilemma that does not sound like a wedding with an open bar.
No, I don't think so.
If they're being cheapskates about bringing guests, that's a cash bar, and you go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, like, I understand if you're just a wedding guest, but if you're a groomsman, it's like, that's also a lot of responsibility. It's a lot that your money that you're spending yourself on the wedding. Mm-hmm. It's just, that's really thoughtless, and to me, that's also
How can you not invite the groomsman's girlfriend? So that's insane.
No, I... number one, that says to me, that says these people aren't good friends. Like, mm-hmm. Because it's like, that's like a level of empathy that's just like not, why would you not want them? This is a day of celebration for you. They're celebrating you. Why wouldn't them want, you want them to have the best person, like their person with them to also celebrate you?
Yeah. Right. Pick three shitty cousins you don't really like.
Seriously.
Mix them.
I only want to get married so I can like not send out several wedding invitations. I just want several family members to know, never. You can look
your
at the
spite
photos.
Wedding is going to be amazing.
It's
excited.
True. I can't wait.
We should take an audience vote. Who thinks they should go and not go? Who thinks they should pay and go to the wedding? Clapping. Not a single person. Who thinks they should not go?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I agree.
We heard it here first, downtown Los Angeles.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Don't go. Go have a great night on your own without them.
Yeah,
them.
Well, if it's like a if it's like a place that they're traveling to, maybe you guys just go use the free hotel rooms and you go have a fucking night and meet up with them afterwards.
Yeah,
like if you sure. if you want a vacation, do your own thing. But like, I don't think don't go to that damn wedding. Like, that's also, like, they're just inviting so much bullshit onto the beginning of their marriage that. Like, here's the thing. This is not going to be their only
one.
Yeah, you'll be invited to the next one. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
I do want to see the transaction, though, of, like, they get there and the father of the bride is like, I know this is awkward, but so you each owe me $27. You had the chicken.
Yeah, how did that happen?
You paid for the fish. It's actually $32.
Yeah. I have Venmo.
He does not have Venmo. The father of the bride
No, he definitely doesn't. A paper check? Give me a paper
check. He can just get on his little scooter, scoot away, get some change, come back.
Yeah. No, your boyfriends should also, like, tell the groom that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, like, that's rude and shitty and, like, really just disrespectful to your relationships. I don't know if you and your friends are witches. Fucking put a curse on that thing.
Yep.
Fuck it. Yep. Fuck it. Like fucking set the corners and do it. Put a curse on their wedding. Like that sounds like a fun girls' trip. You know what I mean?
Just burn a Victorian child's wheelchair outside of the church.
Yes.
Can you imagine coming outside of your wedding and seeing a circle of women surrounding that on fire?
It's for you.
Here's your $27, bitch.
Well, I think that's it.
Yeah.
That's the show. Don't go to the wedding.
If I'd known that was the end, I would have lit this chair on fire.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can do it now. If you're listening, we are lighting this chair on fire. We will be responsible for a giant fire downtown in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll set something on fire tonight. Brian, where can people find you on the internet?
Oh, at Brian Cooking on Twitter.
Brian's the best. Everybody follow him.
Yeah, follow Brian. Give it up for Brian today for being here with
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you guys so much for visiting us at LA Podfest, and check us out everywhere. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.